Good morning, Northern Michigan. Welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday. Through our partnership with Kirtland Community College, do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest website. We have the head man in from Kirtland Community College, Dr. Tom Quinn, and he's brought a guest. But Dr. Quinn, good morning. Please bring that microphone close to your mouth so we can hear every word that you have to say.
Oh, you're scaring me this morning, Jerry, already, you know. Hey, Jerry, I want to introduce somebody to you. Heather Appold is our new director of our foundation, and we're really excited to have her here.
Well, you know, Cheryl's been involved with the foundation, and Dave Lepper, the previous biggest cog in the wheel over there, has decided to retire for a little bit. He's going to be tough to replace. But as I told Heather, she looks very much up to the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. We know that. She comes with great experiences. Let me say a couple words about the foundation, Jerry. You know, the foundation is an integral part of the college, so it's very valuable to us. It provides a great opportunity for people to support students,
right,
and through that support of students, support our communities. And so I think that's a real valuable asset for us. In addition to, I might encourage people, just as a little sidebar, you know, we do have people considering memorials,
right,
for some loved ones. It's a great way to create a memorial that goes on forever in an endowment. And so, you know, think about that for a little bit. And the foundation is broader than just scholarships. They consider other opportunities to support our community also.
Well, I mean, it has been the primary focus of the foundation has been the scholarships, and it's been a hallmark of the university. The ease of education because of the huge amount of scholarship opportunities available to students, and I know Heather's got big shoes to fill. But Heather, welcome to Northern Michigan. Have you been up here much?
I have been, yes. I moved to Gaylord actually in 2018 from the Saginaw area.
Okay.
So we've been here 4 years, and I've been in philanthropy for about 20 years.
Okay.
In some way, shape, or form. So probably 8 years, 4 up here and 4 in Saginaw was with healthcare. So I've been raising funds for hospitals across Michigan.
Very worthy.
Yeah. And before that, lots of working with Child Abuse and Neglect Council. So lots of work in the nonprofit sector, and thought I'd give it a whirl in the higher education world.
Well, you couldn't be at a finer opportunity than Kirtland Community College. Under Dr. Quinn's direction, the school has expanded, changed the course of education. Dr. Quinn and I talk about it all the time. The amount of practical education that comes out of Kirtland Community College is substantial. And it's so important to put kids into places where they're going to be successful and hopefully stay in Northern Michigan. So what are some of the thoughts that you have when it's stepping in to, like we said, big shoes to fill?
Yeah.
Dave did a great job, but, you know, you're a younger, a different kind of energy. I'm sure you're going to have some different ideas about what direction the foundation can take.
Yeah, well, you kind of said it. There's an energy and an excitement, and that's why I wanted to be a part of this foundation, is to grow that energy and excitement, see what possibilities are out there, connect with people in the communities that want to help the students and get scholarships, and really keep that momentum that Dave has going with the foundation, and see how I can make it my own and grow it even more and be a part of that.
Well, I think one of the things that made Dave successful is the message that he brought out about endowing the foundation, getting kids to stay in Northern Michigan. We all realize small business owners, Dr. Quinn himself, the people that do the memorials and everything else, realize how wonderful it is to live in Northern Michigan, but we do have an issue about kids wanting to leave here, you know, go to the big city or whatever and never come back, or they do come back later on and then they go, why did I ever leave here?
Right. Yeah. Hopefully we can get them to stay here or come back if they do go away. But yeah, exciting things here. And I'm really big on being involved in the community and getting out there and educating people. So that's going to be one of my main goals, is to just kind of be you know, at those business after hours type things and just the community coffee hours and really just talk about the foundation and the vision and how people can be a part of it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what is your first goal other than, you know, maybe painting the office?
Neutral colors are fine,
okay.
Right? Yeah, that would be one of my biggest goals, is just really to get out there, make myself known that I'm a part of the college and the foundation. And, you know, there's ways to support. If you're interested, let's sit down and have a conversation.
Well, the door's always open for you here on Northern
Thank
Focus.
You.
And as Dr. Quinn knows, we have a scholarship ourselves.
Yes.
So we're excited to see you here. And congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Dr. Quinn, I know you have a couple other things to talk about briefly before you get back to all the busy work at the campus.
I always have another agenda, several agendas, Jerry. You know, just to remind all the listeners here that we do have a Meet the Candidate night, September 14th,
yep,
7 o'clock p.m. at the Kirtland Grayling campus in the community rooms A and B. So if you're inclined to want to meet with some of the candidates that are willing to or have time and are willing to come, you certainly come on out. Coffee and cookies are going to be available.
That's Thursday, right? Or is that Wednesday?
I think that's Wednesday, Jerry.
I think you're right. Yeah. So 7 o'clock on the 14th, meet the candidates. I think it's important to we always say this is the biggest election, and every one of the elections has become more and more critical to how our state is going to function. So I kudos to Kirtland Community College for getting the candidates together to answer tough questions and figure out where what they're going to be able to do for us here at the state.
And if you want to ask questions in advance, go right to our website. There's a place there that you can put your questions down, and that's what will be transmitted to the candidates.
We know the website.
Good deal.
Kirtland.edu. Thank you so much, Dr. Quinn. Heather, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll be seeing plenty of you, because Dave used to be here just about every other week.
Look forward to it.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig. Deliver us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Chris Perriott, who is with Kirtland Community College. But, Chris, you want to talk about something other than in law enforcement?
Yes, we're going to be doing our Special Olympics 5K Tuesday at 6 p.m., starting in Garish Township at the police station. Donations. I sent the link to you guys, so folks want to take a look at that. If you want to donate, it's an awesome cause. We do two events a year for the Special Olympics, and the cadets do 5K runs. We run as a group. You're more than welcome to come out, and I think it's $30
to join the run
if you want to run or walk. And you get a T-shirt, and then all the proceeds go to Special Olympics.
Yeah, I remember you started this a year ago now, right after COVID, I think, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, we love Special Olympics, and especially the dollars go to Special Olympians here in the area.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So that's really important, because the local Special Olympians really don't get the same kind of focus that some of the national,
right,
you know, bigger areas do. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just very briefly, since we have you in, are you running?
Yes, sure am. Yeah, we had a 4-mile run the other day with the cadets, and they're doing a 5K later this morning. They're going to do another 5K run, so we're getting them ready for it.
Yeah, I was just asking you off air, so that you just started the law enforcement curriculum.
Yes, the police academy is, I believe, on week.
I hate
five.
Saying police academy, because every time I say it, I get the movie in my head, right?
Yeah, that started. We're about week five. We also just started our first corrections academy, so we are very very lucky to get that back. We haven't run a corrections academy since 2014. So we were given that opportunity to run that. We're going to try to run two a year, but that's a field that's sorely lacking.
Yeah.
Sorely lacking. There's so many opportunities for folks that want to get into. If you don't want to get into law enforcement right now, you can get into corrections. And these sheriff's departments are just dying for people.
Yeah, I mean, wages have doubled and tripled in just the last 5 years because of the lack of people getting into law enforcement, getting into corrections. So go over to kirtland.edu, find out a little bit more, or contact Chris directly, and he can guide you through the program.
That's correct.
What is your phone number, Chris?
989-275-5000, extension 380.
There you go. And don't forget the run, which is next week, next Tuesday.
Tuesday, 6 p.m., Garish Township Police Department.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Tracy Wilson. She is from North Central Area Credit Union. And Tracy, September, there's a lot of reasons to love September in Northern Michigan, right? A lot of people, including myself, think it's the best month of the year.
That's right.
But especially, it is Superhero September.
Superhero September. It's a big deal for us.
Yeah. How long has North Central been doing this now?
I believe it's our fifth year.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
It gets a little confusing because we're a year behind Arizona, and it's like, okay, what year was that? And then COVID hit. So
right.
Yeah, this is our fifth year.
So tell our listeners, if they don't recall, what North Central Area Credit Union does in September.
So Superhero September is an opportunity for us to raise funds for the Northern Michigan Children's Assessment Center.
Uh-huh.
We partner with the foundation out of Arizona, which is led by one of my classmates from high school. We're from St. Agnes. And he has the foundation put on the Cape, Foundation of Hope. And we raise funds for for children's assessment centers in Michigan. We're supporting two, Northern Michigan Children's Assessment Center in Roscommon and the CAN Council in Aranac County.
Right.
We put on our superhero shirts, and we ask for donations in our four branches, and then we have some fun events that we're getting back to this year.
Right. So talk about, you've got the Mighty Milers Fun Run.
Yep. We're doing three run events, actually, at Hanson Hills. It's a conclusion to Superhero September. We're doing that on October 1st.
Right.
We'll have our local emergency personnel heroes come out and visit with the kids. So they'll have some fire trucks and the sheriff's car and canine unit with the Michigan State Police will be there.
Yeah, we kids have, love that.
They do.
really do it. I don't care what generation it is. Kids love that.
They do. And then they get to incorporate that with the superheroes from the League of Enchantment out of Lansing. So we'll have Batman and Wonder Woman, and I don't have a complete confirmation of who all is going to be there, but I know Batman and Wonder Woman are.
I thought you were Wonder Woman.
Shh, don't tell anybody. Blowing my cover.
Put the lasso of truth on me.
That's right. So there's three running events, and the running events are meant to generate income for the centers.
Uh-huh.
They are fun events. We're not getting a lot into timing and racing
right.
and all that stuff. If you register ahead of time, the kids for the Mighty Milers event get a cape and a mask that they'll be able to wear that day. And
awesome.
Then the 5K is a run walk, and if you register in advance, you get a T-shirt and a medal.
Is that on the same day? So all of the
it's all at the same time.
All
yep.
the running
we're just
events are happening.
Stagger
right.
the start.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And we're working on the details yet, but I think Grayling Restaurant is going to help us host a pancake breakfast during that
awesome.
Time.
Awesome. Great.
So we're building up a lot of different things. The District Health Department Number 10 is going to be there with a booth. So we've got some other things going on that'll make it more like a fair. And the kids can check out the emergency vehicles and intermingle with the superheroes and do some running events.
So whether or not you're a member at North Central Area Credit Union, we really ask the listening public to stop in and either register to be a part of it or give some donations or
yep.
sponsor some running teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you have a business in the area, you're welcome to be a sponsor. We'd be more than happy to send you a form for that. We
okay.
have a lot of community sponsors, and that really is what makes the difference of the fundraising.
Yeah,
event.
Leave some of the forms here, too. We get a lot okay. of visitors here, so I think that's
that
a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, help us spread that word. So, yeah, looking forward to this is our first live event since 2019.
I know.
The last 2 years we had to do virtual, and we still did very well with it. You know, between community sponsors and people registering for the virtual fun run, we raised $14,000
yeah.
last year.
That's
and
fantastic.
In our four-year history, we're over $42,000.
Fantastic stuff. Just switching for a second, anything really noteworthy at North Central? Usually when you come in, you talk about new lower car rates and things like that, which we took advantage of. So what's going on right now?
Well, you know, the lending environment is a little competitive right now, so rates are a little challenging. But, yeah, we're working deals. What we're finding that we can do the most for members or non-members is save them money by refinancing what they have.
Right.
We have saved I don't have the official number yet, but I think by the end of August we've broken $1 million in savings.
I believe it. I know how much money you saved us on our car loan, which was surprising.
It is. It's absolutely shocking when you look at that paperwork. People bring in their loans, and it's like we find out they're paying a lot higher interest rate. I think the mistake people make is they say, I know I can afford $400 a month. So when they go in and say, I can afford $400 a month, they're getting those loans written for $400 a month, but they're paying way longer than they needed to,
right,
or a higher interest rate. So we can rewrite those loans, get them down to a better term and a lower interest rate, and we're saving people a lot of money.
And you're doing this in mortgages as well, correct?
Mortgages is a little rough right now,
okay,
because mortgage rates are higher than they've been in years.
Yeah, I know they're fluctuating, and it's hard to, you know.
Where we're actually saving people with mortgages a lot of money is in home equity loans.
Gotcha. All right.
Some of them can even rewrite their mortgage with a home equity loan.
Wow.
So they're getting rid of their mortgage and turning it over to a home equity loan, which is a much lower rate.
Yeah, and it was a super simple, easy process. Like you said, you don't have to be an NCACU member right now.
No.
But you're going to be.
Yes, we'll make you a member as part of that process.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful. So stop in, and everybody in the branches knows about it, so they'll direct you to the right person.
Yep, and we've got some turnover going on at the Grayling branch, and I know it's hard because people are like, why do you turn over staff so much? Well, it's just the environment we're in.
Yeah.
People are switching constantly to try and find the best benefits and the best wages, and they're just moving around a lot. We had three that left, going back to college, going to new jobs. There's no harm in that.
Yeah.
You know, we're not ashamed of that. We love to see people grow. But we have a brand new branch manager in Grayling, and we're super happy. Kelly Blanchette joined us from the Roscommon branch. She's been an employee with North Central for 15 years.
Wow.
And this is a big promotion for her, and it's kind of full circle. She started in Grayling and moved to the Roscommon branch, and then now she's back as the branch manager. So super excited about that. Bree's our new lending officer in Grayling, and she's doing a really great job for us. So stop in and see them.
I'm sure this is on the website. What is the NCACU website?
NCACU.org.
There you go. Thank
and
you.
The Superhero September stuff is there as well.
That's exactly why I was mentioning that. So whether you stop into the branch or do that, first check it out online at NCACU.org. Thank you,
awesome.
Tracy.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus. Brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smoke, delivering us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Ryan Swope. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Pull the mic just a touch closer to you. Thank you so much. So Ryan works for the Sheriff's Department here in Grayling, but more importantly, part of the Boosters Club.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm proud of it.
Yeah. It's a great organization. Tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on.
So this year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary of the Grayling Youth Booster Club. Actually, last year was our 50th anniversary, but with COVID, it got pushed back a year. So we are celebrating the 50th anniversary with our normal Booster Palooza at the Grayling Country Club.
Yay! Miss Booster Palooza.
Yes, yes.
What? We've been 3 years
yes.
We haven't had it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So
we're
excited to have it back.
Yeah, it's always a great time. One of the best parties in the city all year long.
Yes. Yep. And it's a great fundraiser. And as everybody knows, all the money goes to Crawford County's youth, which is, you know, our main objective here is to raise money for the youth.
Yeah, for all the youth programs, the soccer, the Little League, it's a great program, and because we have a great athletic tradition here in Grayling.
We do, and it's not just athletics either. I mean, we're always doing, you know, whether it be for band or
right.
robotics, I mean, pretty much anybody that where it's some type of team group that needs monies to help with anything that they need, we're always willing to help out financially.
So it's going to be at the Grayling Country Club this year.
Yes, sir. September 24th.
How do we get tickets?
So we can buy them at Old Dam Party Store, the Medicine Shop, in Grayling or the Crawford County Sheriff's Office. The cost is $50 per ticket. That includes your entry, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and two drink tickets for the event. And the event, like I said, is the 24th of September, and it's from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah, it's a great party, folks, if you forgot.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be from Grayling?
No, we don't. If you want to support us, we'd be happy to have you.
Yeah, you don't have to have a kid in school or whatever. This is it's a great party, great way to meet a lot of folks from the area under really great, casual, exciting atmosphere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you can't, if you have plans on the 24th and you can't come participate with us, we also are currently have a raffle going. We're only selling 800 tickets. They're $20 a piece, and the grand prize is $5,000. So you can win $5,000 for first prize. We have two winning additional prizes for $500 and then two $50 prizes.
Where are the raffle tickets available? Same places?
Yep. You can buy those, like I said, at the Old Dan Party Store, the Medicine Shop, or the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, or any of your local booster members.
Are we doing any silent auctions?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I remember, like we said, it's been a few years, so I remember lots of tables of silent auctions, so I'm assuming you're taking donations for those as well.
We are. And with it being our 50th anniversary, we were trying to come up with a good theme, and we have ultimately decided that it's going to be 70s themed. So we're encouraging everybody to come.
Disco down.
That's right. That's right. So we'll have 70s decor, and we encourage everybody coming to be in their best outfits.
That's outstanding stuff. So, Ryan, if they want to donate, sports, anything for the silent auction, how do they get a hold of you, or do you have a committee that's taking care of that?
We do have a committee. If you can always stop by and see me at the sheriff's office, I'm there every day during the week from at least 8 to 4. But also my phone number is 989-344-3210. Once again, 989-344-3210, and we can schedule for a time for me to meet with you. If you have any donations for us, we'd be
All going to a fantastic cause, and once again, great to have the Booster Palooza back happening September 24th at the Grayling Country Club.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ryan Swope.
Thank you,
Officer Ryan. What you're not sergeant. You're
so come October 1st, I'm going to be the sheriff.
Wow, I hadn't heard that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yep. So Sheriff Kreisch is retiring, and
really.
Yep.
He does, he's not as old enough to be retiring, but.
Yep, after 31, 32 years, he's ready to.
He's maintained his youthfulness, though.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Great, that's a great promotion for you. Very exciting news.
Thank you, and we're very excited for Sheriff Kreisch and his retirement.
Yeah, I got to figure out if he can go to work for the radio station now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious
Monday night.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio with Citizen of the Decade, or the Millennium, Terry Toddy, my favorite person in Grayling.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, JC. I'm doing fine.
Put a smile on your face.
I got a smile. I'm thinking about next week.
Yeah, well, we kick it off again. Another food distribution happening at Mount Hope Lutheran Church.
Right.
Yeah.
Next Friday at 11 o'clock. It's a drive-through one, just like we've been having.
Well, I know COVID first put that together, but really it works out so much better.
It works much better and much faster, and the people don't have to stand.
Yeah, and so first and foremost, do we have enough volunteers?
Yes, we've got volunteers coming out every year
now. That's so great. It is a wonderful charitable offering to the community. Every time I've been a volunteer for the food distribution, I just feel better about myself afterwards.
You do, because you're helping somebody.
Yeah.
And if there's a way to help, then that's what we want to do.
So the parameters are still the same. You got to be from Crawford County.
Crawford County resident. And if you've got a neighbor that can't make it, bring their ID and you can pick up food for them too.
Yeah, up to three people. Yeah. So if you've got a station wagon, a couple shut-ins or whatever, and it doesn't have to be, it could be an electric bill or a water bill or something like that.
If they don't have an ID, just bring a bill with their name and address on it. Show their in the county.
And you stay in your car, and the volunteers will put together protein
right.
and boxed goods and
eggs, milk, all kinds of vegetables. It's been great, Chuck.
Yeah, have they? Yeah, it's
yeah.
It's like a free trip to the grocery store,
right.
folks. And you don't even have to get out of your
no,
car.
it's like you call it ahead of time and it's there, you know?
Yeah, it's like the Meijer.
Right.
They can come right out to your car
right.
and do it. You also got a pizza night.
Right. Monday night, the 12th.
Okay.
We're having a pizza night, a game night, everything, trying to get a family deal going. Everybody's invited to come. We'll have pizza, salad, everything there. All kinds of games.
In the community room there?
Yep,
yeah. It's
yep.
a great space.
Right. And we want to get back into the community, bring people in together.
Yeah. Instead of people coming into that community room for funerals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, we don't want that. But we're planning a fun evening that evening, and then we're going to see how it goes. We're planning to do one each month.
That's a great idea. So that's this Monday, September the 12th. Beginning at 5 o'clock, right
and
there.
And if you're later, come in. Don't matter if you're not there.
You'll probably be there till about 7:30.
Yeah, we'll be there probably 7:30.
Terry, we never talk about this, but services at Mount Hope. When are those?
Those are at 11 a.m. Right now, we're on what we call a vacancy. We have retired pastors coming in. We are trying to get a new pastor.
Okay.
But we're in that process. You know, it's a long process because there's not many pastors out there.
No. Just like everything else,
right.
it's hard to believe that even it affects even Lutheran, Catholic, every church has got
the
a problem.
The Methodist Church,
yeah.
The other Lutheran church here in town, nobody's got that.
Because you used to have two nights of worship.
Right.
There used to be Saturday and
Sunday.
So
right.
I wanted to just make clear
right.
that when people are coming back out to Mass, I mean,
right.
I know COVID's been down a while, but
right.
attendance has not been fabulous at the church.
No, it's been average for ours.
Yeah.
But we're also having Sunday school for the kids right during worship service.
Oh, fantastic.
So
okay.
The parents don't have to bring the kids ahead and set. So we're doing it right during worship.
And the daycare center, is that full?
It's over full.
Okay.
We have a long waiting list for that daycare.
That's fine, and I won't talk about
right,
it. Okay.
Right. No, it's great. It's
yeah.
really been
no, they
great.
Do a fantastic job.
Oh, and they're
and,
so great.
And that's another issue, is daycare for people to get
right.
back into the workforce. So
right, and that's what we're trying to do.
Lots of things going on at Mount Hope Lutheran Church, the family night and pizza party on Monday the 12th, and then the food truck Friday,
right.
September 16th at 11 o'clock. You can start lining up about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or they
people,
get there at 8.
No, we have people, the last one, they were lined up at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, please don't do that
right.
if you can avoid it.
And line up in the back row. Don't park in front of the daycare.
Yeah. For a number of reasons. Don't
right.
worry, there's going to be plenty of food.
Oh, yeah.
So just get there at 9 o'clock, 9:30. Let the volunteers get the truck unloaded. And we understand that people are sitting in their car, and you
yes.
start seeing the food come out, and you're like, oh, God, I got to get my
yeah,
food.
Yeah, I got to get mine.
Yeah, so please.
We're not going to run out. We never do.
We never do. Mm-hmm. Take your time. Get there at 10 o'clock,
right.
and you'll be taken care of by the volunteers.
Right.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And my good friend Ian Murphy from Iron Pig Smokehouse joining us live in studio. Murph, what's up?
Jerry, what's happening, my brother? How are you?
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me down this morning.
No problem. Thanks for bringing breakfast.
As always, it's delicious. I can tell you're eating it up.
Oh, God. The my new favorite is the bagel sandwich. I just love that thing, especially when they do it. You know, I said, egg over easy. You sure? I said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
go ahead. As soon as it comes up, slap that puppy down and get the yolk going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, who needs sauce on it?
So, but breakfast is just moving to weekends again, right?
So we're kind of going back and forth right now. We were talking about it before, whether or not, you know, with school going back in session and stuff, whether or not we should continue. So we actually are still doing breakfast right now. That could change in the next week or so. We're going to see how September plays out. It's really odd with September. October gets a little bit busier, actually, than September does.
You know, it's my favorite month. You know, the weather's perfect, and there's slightly less traffic on the roads and everything
True.
Else. So, yeah, it's a good thing. But you've got some interesting stuff going on at the Pig.
We do. So it's never a dull moment at the Iron Pig. You and I really haven't had a chance to talk about it, but they came in and suspended our liquor license for 24 hours last week, just before the holiday. Which is a whole other story that we're not going to talk about right now, and obviously don't have the time. But Really what's happening is our good pal Dave Landau, Comedy Central comedian who we had up here for Fuel Fest back in May.
Yeah, fantastic event.
Hilarious guy.
Raised a ton of money for tornado relief.
So he is going to be joining us live tonight for a town hall meeting virtually via Zoom. He's going to join us with a couple of other special guests as well, and we're going to be talking about what we're doing as far as going to the Court of Appeals and going to the Supreme Court to challenge the health department.
Right. Do we have dates for that?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're coming up on a briefing deadline for the state. They get a total of 112 days. They get 56 days times two. And then we get 35 days times two. So, I mean, they're going to try and push it back as far as they can, I think, past that election.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, especially with the election coming up.
Yes.
They probably won't touch it until after the election. But I don't think any of the justices are up for this year on the ballot. I can't say that categorically. But I think
Bernstein is.
Okay.
I believe Bernstein is. We did just hear that there was a retirement, so there's an opportunity for an appointment
from the governor,
just within the last 48 hours, I believe.
So we understand what that appointment might be like.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that, too, is that, you know, they do believe in the Constitution, and these justices do understand that they can't contradict. They could, but it would be very detrimental to the idea of the Constitution in our state, at least, if they contradict themselves within 2-3 years. That doesn't look good.
So is the Zoom going to be on all the TVs at the Pig?
So what we're doing is we've got a separate website set up. So we've been selling this NFT, right, which is part of what we get to do when we get to go sue the pants off of these people. We're offering the opportunity for anybody to take part in and earn a reward from that.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what this event is.
And that also gives you discounts at the restaurant?
It gives you a ton of it's like a VIP pass.
Yeah.
And anybody in your business knows that VIP passes are the thing, right? Everybody wants and covets those passes. So this is going to do a number of things, discounts and access to virtual events like this one. The best thing you can do is go to fight4michigan.com, and you can register for that event for tonight.
Okay.
And on that website, you'll see exactly what we are doing, what our path to the Supreme Court is, where we've been.
Mish or Michigan?
Michigan, full okay. Michigan. Fight4michigan.com, fight4michigan.com.
Yeah, I'll talk about it later on the JC in the Afternoon Show.
It's on our Facebook page as well. You know, of course, there's always stuff going on there.
Very quickly, any changes to the dinner menu? Are we still doing dips?
We are doing dips.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've actually put a hummus on the menu
all
now.
Right.
So we've got we call it a smokehouse hummus. The dips are wildly popular.
Well, I know. You know what? To me, it's the best appetizer. You guys got great appetizers, but nobody does dips.
Right.
You know, the old Seinfeld, when Putty goes, how come you can't have dip for dinner?
Yep.
The smoked whitefish dip, now hummus, and then you guys usually have a monthly dip. And
yeah, we've got a buffalo chicken dip, which is kind of a crazy base.
Oh, so good.
Warm dip. The chilies are coming back. What else are we doing? We're starting a new rice bowl, so like a protein bowl. So some of our smoked proteins on rice, kind of like a Qdoba-style situation.
And one of the great things about the Iron Pig Smokehouse gang is Saturdays and Sundays for football.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a ton of TVs. You know, we've got the pool tables are back in.
You usually have beer specials for the games.
Beer specials all the time, happy hour, 7 days a week.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
It's a fantastic environment to see Michigan, Michigan State, or the Lions. A lot of Lions fans show up, whether we're going to win or not. It's always good to be amongst your brethren.
That's right. We're hopeful. We're hopeful this year.
Yeah. So, it's been great with Hard Knocks. So, and if you can't make it or you have a lot of people coming over to your house, Iron Pig Smoke puts together some great catering for parties like that, and they'll deliver within 10 miles of Gaylord.
We're delivering, dude, we got a request to deliver to Lansing. I'm not even kidding you. unfortunately, we had to turn that down, but we're going far. We went out to Augamine twice, 2 days in a row.
Wow.
So we're going far with the catering.
The kit that they put together for you that just shows up, and everybody's getting pulled pork sandwiches, and it's just a great way to save on your efforts and still please all the people over at your home.
Yeah, and it's become more wildly popular with, you know, all the outdoor stuff from the last 2 years and all that nonsense. So, you know, we've been able to take advantage of that. So we're lucky. We got a great crew.
All right, so visit fightformichigan.com or just show up at the Pig. What time? 7?
It's going to be 8 o'clock. The best way to catch all of it is going to be virtually.
Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, definitely come in and have some dinner, of course.
It's Friday at the Pig. Murph, thanks for Ian Murphy from Iron Pig Smokehouse. When we say the Pig, I'm sorry. Iron Pig Smokehouse on Main Street in Gaylord.
That's right. Thanks, JC. I appreciate you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Whatever it is, it's delicious. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Malin Watros from Not Your Grandma's Products and the Made in Michigan Market. Good morning, Malin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. Tell us about the Made in Michigan Market.
So that is this Saturday, September 10th at Skyline Event Center in Cummins, Michigan. We have about 40 vendors coming out this year. We have athletic boosters will be there from Miles Schools with hot dogs, brats, sloppy joes, and walking tacos.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds like the reason to come already.
Exactly. We also have a local five-year-old from Mile who will be doing a lemonade stand and bake sale for the Frazier family who is dealing with cancer right now.
Okay.
We have bounce houses. We have live music. Northwoods Coffee Guys will be there with their coffee food truck.
Wow, that's quite the event. So when does this start tomorrow?
Tomorrow from 10 to 5.
10 to 5 at the Skyline Event Center, which is a great location. Lots of parking, lots of wide open spaces, so you won't have all the vendors crammed in there, and you got the little music shell. So, and the weather looks like it's going to be great.
Yes, I think we're looking at 84 and sunshine.
Yeah, fantastic. So just give our listeners, Malin, an idea of the smattering of vendors.
We have quite a few. We have homemade ice cream. We have a lady coming with infused vinegars, as well as some produce, some fresh produce. We have we will be there ourselves with our homemade all-natural household products.
Right, Not Your Grandma's Products. It's a great product line.
Thank you. Yes, we also have someone coming out to do hair braiding. So if anybody wanted to, and they have, she has tinsel to add to your hair if you want some sparkle.
Ah.
Yes. We also have tumblers. We have, it's a huge, a very great wide variety.
Fantastic stuff. So that's happening tomorrow at Skyline Event Center from 10 to 5. Great food. Mayo Booster is going to be there with lots of food and coffee. And do you have this on Facebook, Malin?
We do. Yep. It's the fourth annual Made to Michigan Market.
Made to Michigan Market on Facebook for more information. Or just get out to Skyline anytime between 10 and 5. Malin Watros, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College, with a recorded interview with Habitat for Humanity. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Wendy Irvin and Curtis Cobb. Wendy, of course, with Habitat for Humanity here in the Grand Traverse region. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. I'm wonderful. Thanks for having us back.
Well, you know, we love Habitat for Humanity. I mean, who doesn't? You guys are one of those organizations, kind of like the Humane Society, that everybody just gets what you're trying to do and embraces it.
I appreciate you saying that. I love the Humane Society as well. But we do have a lot to share today, so thanks for bringing us here today.
Yeah, talk to us about what Curtis is doing here today, because I think it's a great message.
Well, you know, the community is really challenged. I think everybody who's a business owner can understand the skill sets needed to keep your business running, and we're not exempt from that. So we have a wonderful program that we'd like to share that's been very successful for our Habitat affiliate in this region. It's an apprentice program through the Northwest Michigan Works and the U.S. Department of Labor. So I brought Curtis Cobb, our project manager, along with us today to speak a little bit about the success of that program and how it's helping us meet serving the community.
Yeah, thank you. And we're very excited about it. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for us to kind of get people in. It, you know, it is a challenge in this county to get and maintain employees. So this is kind of an opportunity for us.
So Curtis, as a project manager, you're the boots on the ground guy for all the projects that are going on. Talk about it for a minute. I mean, because we've got a lot of projects going right
for
now.
For sure. Yeah, no, we have a lot going on. We have a project that we have going on in Maple City currently. We have two duplexes that we're building. As you know, we service three counties. We service Leelanau County, Grand Traverse County, and Kalkaska counties. We do currently have two homes that we're finishing up, one in Williamsburg and one in Kalkaska. So we got plenty to do. We really need help. So I think this is a great opportunity for us.
Because you have volunteers, and then you also have a workforce that's paid. And the part of the apprenticeship program that is becoming wildly popular, you know, apprenticeships in every walk of life now. So you can have apprentice get paid and learn how to build houses for Habitat for
Definitely.
Humanity.
Yeah, so basically what it is it's a year-long program. It's 2,000 hours of on-the-job training, so the you know as basic as kind of learning how to use a tape measure, kind of you know getting in there, kind of reading blueprints, going all the basic steps needed to build a home, you know, plumb and square and getting everything.
Sure,
right.
How to learn, yeah. Use a table saw and how
for
to
sure.
Use a nail gun and you know skills that will pay off in the long run no matter where you go.
Exactly, and obviously we'd love to retain folks,
sure.
But certainly they could take that certificate that they get at the end of that program and take it anywhere they want to go. Obviously, the building trades are in high demand right now, and so. You know, being able to take that and take it wherever you want to go in life.
And then the other special part about this is what, you know, Wendy and I and you were talking about before we opened the microphones up is that there's something special about working for your fellow man, somebody that's been or woman that's been a little down on their luck or don't have the financial resources. They get involved with Habitat for Humanity. And that whole charitable giving back to your neighbor is something truly special, Wendy.
What a wonderful opportunity for people to come out and invest their time and learn a trade and a skill in this apprentice program, or to come out and just volunteer on site. We're always looking for volunteers. We have an amazing core group of volunteers who come out every day, house after house, every year after year, some over 20 years invested in this organization. The camaraderie is just wonderful. But come out, volunteer, join the apprentice program, get paid, learn a skill set. But work side by side with deserving, hardworking people in this community who just need that little bit of love and hand up, right, to get where they're going.
Yeah, and if I can kind of elaborate on that, Wendy, yeah, I mean, as far as the core volunteer group, I mean, these are folks, generally retired folks that come out, maybe in their careers, they never had anything to do with construction. You know, they were bankers or they were this or that, and they come out and they learn a skill, and it's all about the camaraderie. You know, these guys have lunch together. They've a good friendship that they've bonded together. Love to have any of you folks out there that are looking for something to do, get out of the house, come learn a skill. Love to have you on site.
Yeah, you know, that is the basis of how Habitat for Humanity was formed originally, was people helping other people. It's grown so much that you have the opportunity to employ people to do it. And that's what the fundraisers are for and the resource store and everything else. So it's a big organization.
You're going way back to Millard Fullard, right? so we've been in this community 36 years, the Habitat International organization 46 years.
Right.
But Millard Fullard, right, the concept of having a community come together to serve a family, right, is a promise to pay. So when the house is done, they buy the home through a mortgage that's affordable to them. And that has been the ongoing concept and the success of the mission for all these years.
It's just the perfect marriage of work and joy and community. So how do they get involved in the apprenticeship program, Curtis?
You can certainly get on the Habitat's website, find information on there. It'll be listed. There's all links to follow. Certainly love to have you apply for that program. And
Habitat website is habitatgtr.org. Or our phone number locally, 231-941-4663. either one will get you the connection and the information you need.
Also, or if you're hearing this and you'd like to get involved in the program as far as possibly being a homeowner and the repair program that we've been talking a lot in our spots.
Wonderful. Same way, habitatgtr.org.
Yeah. Wendy Irvin, Curtis Cobb, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, and thanks for all the work that you're doing for the community with Habitat for Humanity here in Grand Travis County.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast.